A congresswoman from Georgia who was involved in a scuffle with a Capitol police officer has apologized. Democrat Cynthia McKinney has been condemned by party leaders for her behavior, and a grand jury is considering possible criminal charges. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The incident occurred last week as McKinney was entering a House office building. She walked around a metal detector, which as a member of Congress she's permitted to do, but she wasn't wearing the lapel pin that identifies her as a House member. According to Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor, a white police officer who apparently failed to recognize McKinney, who is black, asked her to stop. When she didn't, the officer placed his hand on her and McKinney hit him. The story became an embarrassment to Democrats. Last night, members of the Congressional Black Caucus, who'd been noticeably silent on the incident, urged McKinney to apologize. This morning, she did.
There should not have been any physical contact in this incident. I have always supported law enforcement and will be voting for H.R. 756, expressing my gratitude and appreciation to the professionalism and dedication of the men and women of the U.S. Capitol Police. I am sorry that this misunderstanding happened at all, and I regret its escalation. And I apologize.
The U.S. Attorney's Office would not comment on the case. Two congressional aides, a Democrat and a Republican, have been called as witnesses before a federal grand jury. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.